This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. The Philadelphia Inquirer recently published an op-ed that argued ads from the firearms industry have no place in the City of Brotherly Love's subway system. Are a lot of the gun partners that I know about, are they all rushing to put their ads on there? Max Weissman, a communications staffer for a Democratic Philadelphia City Council member, claims the NSSF, a firearms trade association, doesn't acknowledge that homemade so-called ghost gun kits are just as responsible for crime involving guns. Probably because there's little evidence supporting the claim that ghost guns are on the top weapon choice for criminals. They're going to get the first thing that's easy to get. Make it a ghost gun, unless it's already built. Mr. Weissman, he took great issue with their Don't Lie for the Other Guy campaign, which helps firearms retailers identify and stop illegal straw purchases. I thought that was illegal. I thought that was something that they would like to see happen. Absolutely nothing. There's no harm in it. For a gun safety advocate, it apparently doesn't want straw purchases being intercepted, though, by retailers. Now, Weissman misleads readers by claiming this ad, paid for by the Firearms Industry Trade Association, which factually correct, implies that illegal gun sales are the biggest factor contributing to the gun violence crisis in Philadelphia. The ad says nothing about legal gun owners or homemade unregistered firearms. The lobby, by tying gun safety to the sale of firearms, is subconsciously pushing gun sales. It ignores the danger of firearms themselves. Advertising dollars are powerful and should instead be spent on advocacy campaigns in support of responsible gun laws, the promotion of programs that distribute gun violence prevention or intervention resources, recommendations for supportive spaces for those processing the trauma of gun violence, and much more. These messages are applicable to a wide audience, including legal gun owners, but they should not be paid for by the gun lobby. Advertisements on public transit should not subliminally advocate for the purchase of firearms. Now, there's a couple of things to play with here. First of all, he's saying that gun companies should be paying for this, and then he says, but no, you shouldn't be paying for this because then you're going to advocate for gun sales. But he's trying to tell them how they should spend their money. Much to Mr. Weissman's dismay, a federal appeals court in 2018 struck down the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority policy that forbids advertising regarding issues of public debate on SEPTA vehicles and properties, which that applies also to the NSSF. DA Larry Krasner, not pro-gun laws to, you know, you look at all these things, that these headlines that they ignore. And Philadelphia has a $208 million just for this anti-violence budget. Despite this, they're experiencing historic levels of crime. And as of August, over 300 Philadelphians died in homicide attacks thus far in 2022, while 1,400 individuals have been shot. One local criminal law practice deemed Philadelphia gun control laws as especially strict. Concealed carry permits, unsurprisingly, are up in Philly because the city can't get a grip on crime. Naturally, residents want to take up safety for themselves. That's completely justified in my view. Even the New York Times acknowledged, in Philadelphia, over the past 2 years, as all around the country, the pace of legal gun sales surged, roughly doubling during the pandemic years. The number of firearm licenses issued in the city jumped to more than 52,000 in 2021 from around 7,400 in 2020. Now, unsurprisingly, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney, a Democrat, blames Pennsylvania's gun preemption laws, which forbid localities from enacting gun control policies, for making it backwards. Instead, he should be looking closer at home, not Harrisburg. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner's policies are squarely to blame for the surging crime. Kenney said in a recent interview, "We're not going to get gun control in Pennsylvania. This is a backward state whose legislature, for the most part, doesn't care about the health and welfare of its citizens." I just love it when they go that way. That just, you know, makes my heart pump. A spokesman for House Majority Leader Brian Cutler countered Kenney and responded, "Pennsylvania is already home to some of the strictest background checks for firearm purchases in the country, including further checks on private gun sales that are not required by the federal government. Our laws work to protect all citizens and respect constitutional rights. What the mayor needs is a district attorney willing to enforce those laws." Can I get an amen? Surging crime isn't the fault of responsible gun owners. It's the fault of criminals who are let out early by the city's soft-on-crime DA, who downplayed rising crime rates back in December, declaring, "We don't have a crisis of crime." Now, California has just criminalized lawful advertising speech used by firearms companies and aligned Second Amendment and hunting organizations. And they're having a negative impact in the Golden State. Several gun control groups are petitioning the FTC to ban advertising used by firearms manufacturers by suggesting their practices are dangerous, unfair, and deceptive. They say the FTC is failing consumers, failing our democracy, failing the millions of Americans. This coming from Brady. The FTC's inaction has also harmed countless more Americans who must live with the scars and trauma and emotional and economic damage that America's gun violence epidemic, fomented by the gun industry for profit, has caused. But the conclusion here, you know, firearm industry works tirelessly to promote safe and responsible gun use, unlike Brady and Giffords and March for Our Lives. Efforts to thwart the effective Don't Lie for the Other Guy campaign is an indictment of their unseriousness to tackle surging gun crime. Getting out there and pointing at advertising, I mean, I deal with this every day. I have advertisers. I talk to people that advertise with me. And if I thought what I did was that effective, as, you know, I try to get the product out there in front and make you think about it. And if I thought it was that effective to the point to where you know, I could say, go out and kill all the penguins and you were going to go do that. Well, you can't imagine how much money I would have if I was just that good, but that's just not the way it works. Advertising is a message. You know, some's good, some's bad. And, I have yet to see an advertisement here, for example, where it's negative, where it actually has a negative effect. Everything is sort of uplifting and trying to show you something that might be good for your life. Ads and lawful gun owners are not the problem here. Criminals and their enablers are the problem. Advertising is something that has always been with us. It will always be with us. If it isn't me talking about it, it'll be you talking to your neighbor about it. It just exists on different planes. And getting out there and saying that this is the issue. This is not the issue. This is not the issue. The reason crime is spiking is because Democrats are in charge of the places where it's spiking. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It has become commonplace to hear Dementia Joe and his communist cohorts divide the world between democratic nations and authoritarian regimes. And in his most recent primetime address, where he declared war on, you know, half of America, pretend President Biden extolled democracy 31 times. It seems as if the more he assumes the role of a dictator, the more inclined he is to proclaim himself democracy's savior. And this kind of Napoleonic complex is hardly unusual with Marxists. Socialist regimes always arrive under the pretense of protecting the people. Yet, as Lord Acton persistently warned, socialism remains the worst enemy freedom has ever had to encounter. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said explicitly last week that not agreeing with the majority is an extreme way of thinking, while simultaneously accusing Trump supporters of representing an extremist threat to our democracy. Anybody who doubts that majorities can be just as vicious as brutal dictators need only survey the aftermath of a torch and pitchfork mob. Mob rule is democracy at its simplest and no friend to human liberty. It is worth noting that after the elections of both Trump in 2016 and Boris Johnson in 2019, socialists, Antifa domestic terrorists, anti-Brexiteers, and other leftists took to the streets in huge mobs, clashing with police and chanting, "This is what democracy looks like." Protest mobs have no illusion about what democracy means. The antipod of authoritarianism is not democracy, but rather inviolable individual rights. And America's founding fathers, who were at the forefront of the Enlightenment's revolutionary advance toward the protection of human liberty, they got that distinction. It is why the U.S. Constitution, as short as it is, doesn't say whoever gets the most popular vote shall decide the law. Power is divided between the states and the national government. The national government is further divided into three separate co-equal branches. The national government's legitimate powers are explicitly delineated, and all powers not specifically delegated to the federal government are vested with the individual states or their citizens. An electoral college, protecting each state's respective voice, elects the president and vice president. The Bill of Rights reaffirms your natural liberties by stating clearly certain individual rights that no government may infringe, whether or not the government is expressing the wishes of the American majority. This diffuse arrangement of ultimate authority, where power is divided among the federal branches, the states, and even the people themselves, is the heart of the American system's guarantee against authoritarianism. So why do puppet President Biden and his commie crew speak so much of democracy and so little of individual rights? If you look at the rudimentary breakdown of power, a rather cynical answer is obvious. When individual rights are recognized for providing you with, you know, political power, then those powers remain untouchable by politicians and bureaucrats. When you're conditioned to believe that your rights are determined through mob democracy, a politician needs only a simple majority to tell you what you may or may not do. And no matter how many politicians pretend otherwise, democracy without individual rights is just mob-backed authoritarianism. Dictatorship with a brilliant public relations makeover. Is this important? You bet. Almost everything Americans have endured over the last 2+ years of COVID-1984 hysteria is a result of politicians and bureaucrats intentionally rejecting your rights and instead asserting the draconian government policies are backed by majority approval. And whether lockdowns and medical mandates ever enjoyed majority support is disputable. But by far the most consequential effect of American policy since the pandemic's arrival has been the deliberate sidestepping of your constitutionally guaranteed rights. Do politicians exercise lawfully delegated powers when they deny Americans religious freedom by forcibly closing houses of worship and forbidding Americans from praying together? Do they have the power to shut down places of business without compensating them for their lost earnings? Can politicians censor your speech in public debate simply by labeling any information with which they disagree or dislike misinformation? Can the president require federal employees and military service members to inject foreign substances into their bodies even when doing so violates their rights and their objections? Can unelected government bureaucrats enact arbitrary and capricious rules regulating traffic, travel, public assembly, commerce, by claiming that scientific opinion has a higher constitutional authority than the Bill of Rights. These questions, some of which are being litigated in federal and state courts, strike at the heart of the U.S. Constitution. Now, if government succeeds in permanently justifying the usurpation of powers once held solely by us individually, then the Bill of Rights and the Constitution's explicit limitations mean little. And one other thing, neither rule by experts nor mobs is conducive to American liberty. And interestingly now that Darth Lord Fauci has announced his impending retirement, he has stated vociferously that he holds no responsibility for prolonged lockdowns or school closures across the country. He said starkly, "I didn't shut down anything." But you can look at video evidence of numerous past interviews, and he's been a relentless voice for government-imposed shutdowns. In the same interview, he also claims that lockdowns never irreparably damaged anyone. And we have mounting evidence that shows otherwise with that, too. Even CNN medical analyst Dr. Lena Wen, who strongly advocated for masking, segregating the unvaccinated, and other authoritarian restrictions these past 2 years, now agrees that the decision to wear a mask could shift from a government mandate to an individual choice. She says the science has changed. Now we got Senator Rand Paul and others warning the NIH to preserve all documents and other evidence related to Darth Fauci's pandemic response. But it's just as easy to conclude that it is the politics surrounding COVID-19 that has really changed. As more lockdown-supporting leftists are forced to recognize the damage that they, just out of school closures and other government-imposed shutdowns have caused the economy, childhood development, non-COVID-related general health, those extraordinary assertions of government power over you not only seem unwise, but deadly. So if the reaction to COVID is understood as having little to do with public health and everything to do with advancing socialism, then we can conclude that the tyrannical policies of the last 2 years have been a smashing success. If our rulers spoke more about the documents and less about democracy, we'd all be more secure and better off. And instead, now Biden and his political enablers and the vast unelected bureaucracy, they lit a bonfire and they burned our rights. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing a plan on Friday to spend nearly $1.5 billion in grants to fight the opioid crisis. The White House saying the grants will pay for more overdose medications, law enforcement, and sanctions against drug traffickers. Hurricane Fiona is lashing Bermuda with winds between 120 and 130 miles an hour. The island has opened shelters and closed schools and offices. And Premier David Burt says Bermuda's buildings are prepared to take on a storm like this.
For over 50 years, we've had building codes that ensure that all of our homes, residents, and businesses are able to withstand hurricane force winds, so we don't ever experience a significant amount of structural damage.
Wall Street setting a new closing low on Friday. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 486 points. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. I need to get a hold of a guy named Bob Gotts, who's one of the better gunsmiths I know. And Bob's going to help me assemble the Bill-Proof Project Part 2, which is a complete kit from Arrow Precision, which the other AR that I built with them about 2 years ago, still running like a Swiss watch. ArrowPrecisionUSA.com. Isn't it ironic that the most power-hungry politicians and the most power-hungry party constantly accuse us of wanting to destroy the democracy, which isn't really a democracy? If projection were an Olympic competition, they would win the gold medal in perpetuity. To wit, New York Governor Kathy Hochul recently spoke at a rally for Democrat congressional candidate Pat Ryan. So, because she was there, she seized the opportunity to smear Mark Molinaro, Ryan's opponent, and Lee Zeldin, her own gubernatorial opponent, as well as Donald J. Trump. She exclaimed to those in attendance, "We're here to say that they are Trump and Zeldin and Molinaro. Just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong, okay? Get out of town because you don't represent our values." Because nothing screams democracy like chasing your political opponents out of town. Yay tolerance, yay diversity. But the Wicked Witch of the East wasn't done yet. She told New York's conservatives, if in absentia, "You're not New Yorkers because we come from a long line of people who fought for women's rights that happened here first." Which raises the timeless question of, huh, a person is only a New Yorker if they agree with Governor Hochul and her radically progressive globalist agenda? And the fight for women's rights first occurred in New York? I hate to disappoint you there,
Kathy, but Deep Red Wyoming was the first state to grant women the right to vote. London, Amsterdam, Montreal, Boston, Philadelphia, all were diametrically opposed to women coming out of the bedroom or kitchen. To it again, Colorado's Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, no relation to Clark, granted an interview to England's far-left newspaper, The Guardian, for which she intimated that if Americans don't vote for Democrats, they will lose their democracy. Well, we'll lose the democracy in the part where, you know, the Democrats are in charge of anything. But Griswold said, what can we expect from the extreme Republicans running across this country is to undermine free and fair elections for the American people, strip Americans of the right to vote, refuse to address security breaches, and unfortunately be more beholden to Mar-a-Lago than the American people. To the extent that we are beholden to Mar-a-Lago, it's because its owners beholden to them. As for security breaches, go take a look at the open border, you dimwit. She then humbly added, for us, we're trying to save democracy. Of course they are. But leftists don't believe that you and I are fighting for democracy unless we agree with them. On everything. Always. It is Rich, the party that has routinely contested elections and lied and cheated and bribed and stolen in an attempt to win them, is accusing Republicans of being anti-freedom. This is projection. They're just mirrors. They just reflect back. Reflect back. If these radical left Democrats, and what they're doing is, a mirror is an opposite image. You get that? You do? Okay. All right. If these radical left Democrats believed in God, they would believe he put them on this earth, not to have dominion over the animals, but to have dominion over all other humans, especially those that they believe they have inherent natural rights granted by the Creator. Ironic or insane? Which, that's an easy question because either or both are correct. And yet, we conservatives don't demand that all those with whom we disagree move to Massachusetts and Minnesota and Illinois and California, Oregon, or New York. It takes a really special kind of chutzpah for a political party to dramatically expand the powers of the executive when it is in power. Wish to add two more states, Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico, that would be certain to vote for its candidate, threaten to pack the court and eliminate the filibuster, all while accusing its lone political rival of being anti-democratic. It would be best for the nation and the majority of Americans if these progressive Democrats would themselves get out of town. We're going to take a big segue here because we're going to go to UPS now. UPS recently was in the news for saying they're not going to ship certain kinds of gun products. For anyone that they didn't ship more, that didn't ship more than a certain fairly sizable quantity of firearms. So that's how they put it. Now FedEx is saying they won't ship unserialized receivers even if they're in compliance with the law. And okay, so these are private companies. They can do what they want, and they can make whatever decisions they want. And further, it's unlikely either of these companies will see a massive loss in business as a result of their moves. But Jennifer Sensabaugh over at The Truth About Guns recent, there's reality that's coming into play in this. Because FedEx is falling on hard times. Their stock tumbled last week. UPS stock took a hit, too. And this obviously wasn't caused by their newly restrictive ghost gun policy, as that revenue is actually a tiny fraction of a rounding error to a company like FedEx. But it does signal a tightening economy and possibly a further downturn that could put all kinds of businesses in a difficult position. And it becomes a matter of practicality. I'm going to suppose, I don't know for certain, but I'm going to suppose that UPS and FedEx are publicly traded companies. And as such, their board of directors has a fiduciary responsibility to make money for their stockholders. And I don't actually know how that plays when you're out there and you're turning down revenue for a legal product. The situation leads to another question. Is being picky about your customers and doing things that could alienate a good portion of them something that these megacorp or any going concern can afford to keep doing?
this virtue signaling. During hard times, you can't really be picky. You can't really afford to be picky about your work. You certainly can't afford to shaft customers for political reasons just to please, just a virtue signal. And even a giant like UPS or FedEx can't afford to alienate even a tenth of their customer base if they want to survive a recession. And these companies are going to hit hard times simply because everybody else is hitting hard times. Maybe they banked enough during the pandemic, a time when pretty much everyone had pretty much everything shipped to their house to get them through a lean period. But who knows? And if they want to stay afloat, can they really afford to alienate businesses and individuals who might be interested in using their services to transport lawful products to wherever? Because even if they're unwilling to ship other stuff for us, why would they want to use them as things currently stand? Why wouldn't they want to? That means the economic downturn we're seeing may create an opportunity to pressure these companies to reverse their decisions. Some would say, why would I want to? They're anti-gun. But if we write off companies when they take that position, then what we're telling companies is there's no point in doing anything but doubling down after they make this kind of a move. Guns aren't bad, and there's no reason for these companies to take on this stance. But we can change things for the better. And we should change things for the better. We have got to engage some of this stuff where it goes. Always. Just because. Simply because. This is America. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. cheers, no cheering. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, if anybody's ever listened to me for any amount of time knows that I think that if you pay your debt to society, you have not committed one of those big four violent crimes, the ones that are counted by the FBI, then you should have every right that you had restored. Some people find that to be somewhat controversial. Keep this in the background as I relate this next little bit to you here. Now, do if you will, a picture of you being at work and someone walks in with a machete. And they're not there. They didn't just come from harvesting the sugar cane or something. They've come in there to commit some kind of violent act. And you happen to be carrying a firearm. So what do you do? Well, if you're a lawful firearm carrier, you're probably going to draw that gun, especially in a pro-gun state like Tennessee. Also, keep that in the back of your mind. Let's go to the Zaxby's in Memphis. I'm sure they have more than one. A manager on duty at that Zaxby's did exactly that. He pulled his gun and held the suspect until the police arrived. Shortly after that, though, the manager was also arrested. Hold on a second now. Just hold on. There's a reason that he was arrested. A store manager, who police say held the man arrested for a standoff in southeast Memphis at gunpoint, is also being charged in that investigation. They say that when officers arrived at the scene on Monday evening, Kendall Hamilton was holding the suspect at gunpoint near the rear of the Zaxby's. But they got the names mixed up because... The manager's name was Garrett, Tevin Garrett. And when they got to the scene, he had Hamilton and another woman cornered with a machete over his shoulder, and Tevin had a gun pointed toward him. But according to the affidavit, investigators say that the gun was stolen. That causes issues in this scenario that was going so well. It gets worse. It also appears that he was a convicted felon. So, you have someone who couldn't lawfully possess a firearm with a stolen gun, who just probably stopped a mass killing. couple of things in play here. First of all, this isn't a case of a law-abiding citizen unwittingly buying a stolen gun. You can buy, here in South Carolina where I live, you can buy a gun from a person. You don't have to go through a background check, and you don't know who that person is. So you're sort of rolling those dice when you do it. I don't, as a rule, just because of that. And, but a person comes, a person you may know or whatever, puts an ad somewhere, I don't know. They say they need cash, and they offer you, sell you their gun. And you want it, you have the money, so you buy it. But then later on you find out it is stolen. I've heard about people having this done. And it sucks, but luckily they have police there check the serial number. So it was clear they weren't willfully purchasing stolen property, and then they don't face a charge, but it still happens. But the manager here, as a felon, can't play the law-abiding citizen taken advantage of by a criminal. As a felon, he knew he couldn't lawfully own a firearm, yet he purchased and carried one anyway. Now, that said, this is one of those times when you have to question whether prohibiting these kinds of people, such folks, ex-cons, from owning guns, whether that is actually a good thing to prohibit this, because... And it does turn out that his name is Hamilton. What's with this back and forth? Anyway, it appears that Mr. Hamilton has been walking the straight and narrow. He's reformed. My understanding is that Memphis is a kind of rough place these days. Neighborhood Scout gives the city a 0 to 100, with 100 being a safe community. So you could see why, in the interest of his own self-preservation, he might skirt the law to obtain a gun, even though he couldn't do so lawfully, especially as a store manager. And here's the thing. You got to weigh both things. First of all, he couldn't get a gun lawfully. There's no lawful way for him to get a gun. No lawful way. And I'm not excusing it. And I'm not going to offer an opinion on whether he should face charges in a just society. But I do know where he's coming from. I get where he's coming from. We have to ask the question whether an ex-con who's paid his debt to society has a right to arms, a right to self-defense, because especially with people when they get out of prison, depending on how long they may have been in prison, they may be a senior citizen. Unfortunately, whether he should have been permitted to buy a gun or not is largely irrelevant. The law is what it is, and he allegedly broke the law, and now he'll have a day in court to try to convince them of his innocence. And it sucks, because without that gun, he wouldn't have been able to do what he did, which was stop what was probably a mass killing. And that means some. It should mean some. So, let's go to Oakland real quick before I run out of time. In Oakland, and first of all, anywhere where you have gang activity, you're going to have stray rounds flying around. They travel until they run out of energy or they hit something. And in a city, they're going to hit something. And if you're lucky, they hit a wall or a tree or a car. And if you're not lucky, they may hit a person. And that's apparently what happened to one Oakland woman. And now her daughter's calling for more gun control. And this lady in her 60s was sleeping alongside her husband in their residence. In Little Saigon, about 5 a.m., she was hit 3 times. And thankfully, she is listed in stable condition. Her daughter, Roxana, is calling for a change to gun laws and says she hopes the Oakland police will provide her family with an update soon. And I don't know if she thinks the Oakland police can change the gun laws or not, because she lives in California, which has every gun law under the sun. I mean, we don't know. There's a few things in this that make it doesn't matter what they may change. We don't know who fired the shot, but we know it was probably not some law-abiding citizen doing something lawfully. They'd been out in the fields, out in the rural areas. They might have been target practicing and been a little careless. But in the middle of Oakland, highly doubtful. So what's more likely is that one of their less law-abiding citizens popped up with a couple of shots without any care as to where the bullets would land, and that is what eventually struck the sleeping woman. Because California already has universal background checks on ammunition, magazine restrictions, restrictions on certain kinds of guns, registration of certain kinds of guns, red flag laws, and a host of other gun control laws already on the books. Additionally, they have micro-stamping. And how's that working? I mean, they found shell casings there. They traced it back yet? So what else? And what law will finally end this scourge of violence? And I ask this because it's very clear that the other gun control laws they have in place right now aren't working. Didn't do the trick. So what law will suddenly do what all those other laws have failed to do? And I already know the answer to that one, too. Not one of them. There's nothing. There's no gun control law that could have stopped it. And that's because the kind of people who pulled that trigger don't care about little things like laws. They're going to do what they want to do and damn the consequences. After all, they don't have to pay the consequences. At least that's what they all think. In this era of Sorosian DAs and this revolving doors and bail reform and decriminalization and all this other stuff, people just commit crimes and just get right back out. Why would they think there's anything that's going to be bad about it? I do get the daughter wanting to do something, but there's not much that she can do that will make a difference on this, unfortunately. She lives in a place where they have taken the law-abiding and made them, and disarmed them, making them defenseless. And so the criminals know they can operate with impunity, and they do. And apparently, unfortunately, in Oakland, some of them get out there and just start shooting for the sake of doing it. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision.
Welcome to the Moon Squad.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.